Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What's today?
Thursday.
Not only that, but...
Throwback Thursday.
Let's go way back.
How far back?
I want to go back to sleep.
That's throwback.
That's how far back I go.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
Big day today.
Places to go, people to see.
Hey, I'm just on my way into the fire station this morning, letting you two know you two are essential.
Not to mention,
tomorrow's Friday.
Well, since you put it that way.
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
Yeah, think about it, people. Today's Thursday, but tomorrow's Friday, and then we have the weekend.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:08. Yeah, everybody looking forward to the weekend and the big More Than Walk.
More Than Pink
Walk happening Saturday, 9 to 11. It's virtual, of course, so it's so easy to be a part of it.
And I had somebody ask me, by the way, I've had a couple of people ask me. Now, that's the Susan G. Komen. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what it is, the Walk for Breast Cancer. So please join us. Join us virtually. Make a donation, if nothing else, to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Please,
if you want more details about it, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Plenty of sunshine, hazy today again. You know what? Hazy has become a part of our norm here.
I had to look at the fires in California. I don't know where there's not a fire in California. They're all over the place.
Up and down the coast.
Yes.
High today, 100, 101 tomorrow, so if you get through the haze and just breathe some good air or find some good air somewhere.
Oh, wow.
73 now. Let's do it. Some entertainment news for you.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in case you did not hear, legendary Chicago Bears running back Gale Sayers passed away after a battle with dementia. I didn't know that he was fighting that. Very sad. 77 years old. Of course, you probably saw the movie Brian's Song. It was about his friendship with Brian Piccolo, his teammate, who died of cancer at 26 years old. So you don't have to play that because it's like the saddest song on earth. You can just shut that off. Great movie, though, if you have not seen it, watch Brian's Song. It was out many, 40 years ago, probably. Great movie, though.
My dad took me to see the Chicago Bears play at Wrigley Field when they used to play at Wrigley Field.
Uh-huh.
And Gale Sayers was a part of that team.
That's cool.
They played the San Francisco 49ers. John Brody, I believe, was the quarterback for the 49ers at the time.
Yeah.
So the Bears had Sayers, Butkus, of course, Mike Ditka, all those guys. It was rainy, and it just was amazing. And to this day, I always thought that as everybody talked about Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Hey, there was another guy before him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And by the way, for the record, only 68 games. He only played 68 games.
Yeah, he didn't
in
play
his
many,
NFL
that's for
career,
sure.
So.
God.
Sad
by
news.
Today's standards, anyhow. Yes. Yeah.
All right, I'll cut the music now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Now the good news. Yes. A judge. Oh, dig this. A judge has approved Lori Loughlin's request to do her time at the Victorville Satellite Prison, just a two-hour drive from her new almost $10 million Hidden Hills home. Now, Aunt Becky won't just be walking the prison yard, you know, and trying to buy cigarettes. She'll enjoy a wide array of recreational activities, including Pilates, yoga, painting, ceramics.
Wow.
She can also take advantage of some music lessons. You want to play the sax?
Oh.
Accordion, ukulele? Maybe she wants to train for a new career. Bicycle repair, forklift operator, dental assistant, waste management, whatever she wants to do. It's all there, just not a crew team, but everything else is there that she can do. So, boy, there's no balance.
No.
Everything's balanced and fair.
However, on the flip side, a lot of people probably saying, why would you want to go to Victorville?
Well, Pilates is expensive. So, you're darn right.
Other than that.
I can do ceramics? Sure, why not, man?
It's a gem of a city.
But you know what? She's in the best part of it, apparently.
Prison.
She's in the best place.
So she went to prison for a scandal about education.
Yeah.
and then she's going to prison to get educated.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, if the acting thing doesn't pan out.
Yes, well, yeah, okay. I got news. I think Hallmark is done with Lori, so maybe she might want to become a forklift operator at this point. Good for her. Or learn to play the ukulele. Who knows? And Hall & Oates, listen to this, celebrating a billion streams of their song, You Make My Dreams Come True. Yeah, a billion. Now, wasn't even a big hit initially. John Oates says the song, though, now in 2009, got a huge boost from, I don't know if you saw the movie 500 Days of Summer, which I loved. But yeah, a billion streams of that song, You Make My Dreams. So there you go. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Here you go, Morty. Something else for you to shoot for. Seven-year-old kid in Pennsylvania, bored at home. His neighbors gave him a pogo stick. So he went out and crushed a world record for the most jumps in a row. Now, the previous record for a kid his age was like 376. He did it over 2,300 times.
Oh.
The pogo stick thing.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
Here he is talking about it.
My neighbors gave me the old pogo stick, so I wanted to try it out.
He asked what the record was for pogo stick jumping. So he was like, okay, Mom, I gotta go break the record now. There are points where you see, like, he's scratching his head, like, one-handed. But I recorded it on my iPad. I didn't think it was going to be 25 minutes long. Like, oh, I hope I have enough memory.
That's all it took, 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
To jump that many times.
That's really amazing.
Have you ever done a pogo stick?
Yes, I used to love them when I was a kid. I can still actually do it. Not like that, but I can get a good few times going. Good, yeah. I love pogo sticks. Yeah.
Now
they're like way different than they were.
Very high tech.
Oh, they're so cool.
I would try to get on and maybe get one or two and then fall forward. I was such a clumsy kid.
Well, I was too. It's amazing I could do that because I still to this day can't do a hula hoop, but...
Another
whatever.
Thing I can't do.
Can't do hula.
Well, do your hips. It's in the hips.
I am doing my hips. What do you think these are? Jeez.
Those stupid things.
That, I know.
And then people, of course, will show off and go, oh, I can do it. Give me another one. Give me another hula hoop. I can do two or three.
Man.
But there you go. 7 years old. 7 years old, and he set the world record for pogo jumps. For a kid 7 years old. Congratulations. Teddy Money, take me home. Another round of the answer is always C. Dinner and a movie. If you want to play, you got to be over 21. Ninth caller at 702-739-9636. Got that gift card from Fleming's. And the download for the most wanted. We'll do that after Bon Jovi. We have Lori on the phone. She's ready to play a round of the answer is always C. 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner, Lori. Here we go. Question number one.
Lori, just so you know, it is punctuation day all over the land, so keep that in mind as you answer the questions, okay?
All right, number one.
Okay.
Lori, it connects to your intestine and also connects two sentences. Is it A, timing belt, B, a shoelace, or C, a colon?
Ooh, all right.
I'm going to go with C, a colon.
Good job, all right. Lori. Good job.
Number two.
Now, Lori, this is used to make a point at the end of a sentence. Would it be a megaphone? Would it be a telephone? Or would it be an exclamation point?
All right, think about it.
Going with exclamation point.
Good job.
All right, third and final question. Here we go.
And Lori, this is used to end a sentence. Is it A, blowing raspberries, B, by saying booyah, or C, a period?
What is it?
One more time, C, a period.
There you go. Good job, Lori. Good job.
You're a winner. Point. Punctuation day today.
Punctuation day. That's right.
Who would have thought?
Yes.
All right, Lori, you have the Fleming's gift card. Enjoy their curbside to-go service and the download from Map 360, The Most Wanted, and that, of course, featuring Josh Harnett. And that is from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Get ready for another round of Say It and Win. A little bit later on this morning at about 8:40, looking to break the record set by Lisa and Candy. Candy did it yesterday.
Yeah.
9 times.
Nice.
Looking for somebody who could do it 10 times. Details on that in a couple of minutes. 7:10, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Thursday morning, only 4 days left in the Major League Baseball season, and Carla is sporting the big D.
Yeah. Go Tigers,
go
man.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. We're in dead last.
Mm-hmm.
Dead last. I suppose we could do worse, but, you know.
You could.
We could.
I don't know how.
Compared to some of the other teams, but
right.
In our division, couldn't.
As you said off the air, it seems like all the other teams are going to the playoffs except the Tigers.
Every team except the Tigers in
right.
the playoffs. I swear to God.
It's become like hockey now.
Yes,
even
exactly.
Even my wife Jody goes, how many teams go in the NHL? I go,
yeah.
Just about everybody. So.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And if you don't go, you feel truly like a loser.
Yes, so. Yeah. And Dodger fans, whatever.
Well, that, you know what, Cub fan, very quiet this year.
Yes, I know. Well, they've done fine.
They've done just fine. But not as good as the South Side.
Well,
so
true.
So that's why I'm not talking. I don't want to jinx anything.
I know. And I realize, 60 games? We played half the games.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a lifelong Tigers fan, we could have caught up if we had a full season.
if we had a full season.
We could have caught up.
Well, you know what? We're all just hoping that the Aviators can bring it back next baseball season.
I know.
Here in Las Vegas with that beautiful stadium out at Summerlin.
Yes,
I
know.
We would love to see baseball back in Las Vegas.
Sure would, and we will. We will.
Sunshine, hazy today, high 100. 101 the high tomorrow, 73 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. A study found the average American is filmed by security cameras 238 times a week, about 34 times a day. That means, and it's mostly while you're driving, about 160 times while you're driving, 40 times at work, 24 times while shopping, and 14 times in your own neighborhood. So
wow.
I said, I just assume I'm always on camera somewhere. Finger out of the nose.
Yeah.
Don't do that stuff. I hate getting
Quit
in
scratching.
Elevators. Yes. Yeah. Because it's like, I know there's a camera up there somewhere. You know what? I'm going to skip one story for this one. This is so cool. It's called the Burrito Pop. And it's a stick of chapstick, basically, for your burrito. You put it in there, and then you twist the bottom to make your burrito pop up slow.
Oh.
You know, in a slower way. So there's not food all over. It's not messy. It's a burrito pop. It's
a neater way to eat a burrito.
Yes, because the minute you bite into them, out the other side.
But that's the whole fun of it.
Yeah.
You put a tortilla at the bottom to catch all the stuff that falls out, and then boom, taco.
Well, or a fork.
Or that.
So, Morty, what you're saying is they're taking the fun out of eating a burrito.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. Because sometimes I don't want to hold my burrito.
I know. Yes, exactly. And it gets on you. And, 28 bucks.
Careful.
Yeah. On Kickstarter. You can order one right now. $28 on Kickstarter. Yeah. You have it for life. It's a whole thing. It's like buying a strainer.
Do they make
you
them big
for
enough
life.
For like the Chipotle size burritos?
It looks big, actually. It looks really big. It looks huge. I know those burritos are huge.
Boy, when the topic of food comes up, we're all just...
I know. You notice I always look that way.
Yeah.
Well, keep it going, because General Mills, they said, we know our cereals don't taste as good as they used to. You know, they got rid of all the artificial flavors, extra sugar, things like that. So they are permanently bringing back the, quote, 80s taste of 4 cereals. That would be Trix, Cocoa Puffs, Golden Grahams, and Cookie Crisp cereals. And they're all the retro recipes. And Trix will have the regular, the classic fruit shapes.
Yeah.
Cocoa Puffs Cookie Crisp will have a stronger chocolate flavor. And Golden Grahams will be made with actual honey. Mm. That's the way they should be made.
You know, I was a sugar frosted flake kid.
Yeah, you've
And if that. I had to have Rice Krispies, I would want to put bananas in it because it just made it, I don't know, taste better.
Yeah.
And banana was my choice of fruit.
Yeah.
We should talk about this.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting the feeling it's like a pizza. Everybody has their own thing when it comes to cereal.
You know, my butt cheeks kind of just scrunched when you said banana in my cereal.
Nothing better than a good banana in a cereal.
Maybe there is.
Okay.
Maybe there is.
Okay.
It's Thursday. A few things you should know sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carly, you had mentioned cereal. There's some cereal brands coming back. And they're the brands from the 80s that you know, people want. And so these companies say, you know what? You want it. We're going to bring it back, and they're going to have the same flavor. Maybe even more of a flavor.
Yes.
Like the Cocoa Puffs and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're bringing back the original because millennials don't like the way these taste. Mm-hmm. They miss their old cereal.
Well, I know, just as a kid growing up, my choice of cereal was Sugar Frosted Flakes. And I thought it was just so good. If you could put a nice big banana on it, cut it up. Rice Krispie treats, same thing. If I had to do the Rice Krispie, not the treats, but the cereal, same thing.
Yeah.
Slice up a banana, put it in the milk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, first of all, certain cereals, different fruits. Bananas, I was always iffy on because, again, they're like an avocado, and they're perfect for one day, for me, anyhow. So once I put it in milk, it gets mushy and...
So what was your choice of topping?
I liked strawberries in my cereal, actually.
Really?
I like to, like, kind of slice up some fresh strawberries. Yeah, I really like that a lot. And they were really good for some reason in Rice Krispies, just old-fashioned Rice Krispies.
But wouldn't they make the milk red?
They do. They turn it a little pink. But I don't drink the milk anyhow.
Oh,
so no, I don't do the milk. I give it to Morty. Yes.
Well, I've told this story before.
It's dirty milk.
My grandmother from Europe.
Oh yeah.
She would.
Yeah.
If we'd say, "Hey, Grandma, we're done with our cereal," and there would be a little bit of milk in there, and she was, of course. That kind of woman that, no, you're not. I said, but I don't want the crappy old cereal milk. She would pour it into a glass, thinking it would be easier to drink from a glass.
Yeah, there you go.
Which made it even more gross.
But you go, ooh, to that.
Yeah, because you drink it out of a bowl because there's the remnants of some of that cereal that's still left.
Dirty bowl! Dirty milk!
Until you hear what Morty used to put on his cereal.
Yeah.
What was your fruit of or your ingredient of? It's like a pizza.
It is.
A lot of people take time and really prepare a bowl of cereal.
My dad loved fruit, period, in general. My dad ate so much fruit. His doctor once said, you got to stop eating so much fruit, Don. Yes. And he'd put anything. He'd put oranges in it. He'd put cantaloupe in it. Watermelon. He'd put like any fruit in his cereal. It was like, go for it, Dad.
And it is like a pizza. Yes. You don't put pineapple in your cereal either.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe somebody does.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Your chance to say it and win with the Mike and Carla Morning Show coming up next hour. A little over an hour from now. Details soon on the station famous for playing the hits of the 80s and more. All right, so we're talking about cereal, what you would put on your cereal. For me, Rice Krispies, Sugar Frosted Flakes, slice up a banana, and just put it in there with the ice cold milk.
Yeah.
It was just awesome.
I was also never a big sugary cereal kid either. I didn't like real sweet cereal, so I'd put stuff in it, like strawberries.
Right.
To make it a little bit sweeter that way. This is very funny. Because Sam said, and I know a few people who do this, I cannot, and repeat, cannot eat cereal without ice cubes in the milk. A lot of people do that to keep it cold. They keep
Even
it cold.
Even in a glass of milk, they would do that.
Mm-hmm. I have friends who used to drink ice in their milk, too. Ew. Yeah. But you knock things that you haven't tried. I had to try it. It just waters down the milk, so you want to get the good milk. So if it waters it down. Because skim milk, I got new. It's half water. So that's all that is. Barbara said bananas or strawberries in cereal is absolutely amazing. Cereal with bananas on a Saturday morning or strawberries in front of cartoons, the best.
Yeah.
Carrie said every once in a while, my brother and I, my mom would give us a bowl of Rice Chex, but she'd... She'd put two Oreos in the bottom of the bowl.
Mm.
Pour the milk on top. Top it with a scoop of, oh, my God, homemade vanilla ice cream. Are you kidding me, Carrie?
Breakfast or dessert?
I'm coming to your house. Oh, my gosh. She said delish and super nutritious. I don't know about that, Carrie, but, man, it sounds good. Oh,
I couldn't believe people that would do the, you know, if they didn't. Well, we don't have sugar frosted flakes, but I have flakes, corn flakes, and I can put sugar on them.
Right,
And I never, as a kid, I'd go, now that please don't do that.
Yeah, well, then you could control your sugar. You could make them even more sugary if you wanted to. Yeah.
Just the sugar.
Then your milk was, like, thick.
And I get it, and I get it. I just couldn't do it.
But did you put cereal, did you put sugar on Rice Krispies?
No.
No? Oh, okay. No. But you ate Frosted Flakes.
Yes.
Which sugar frosted flakes. Okay.
Don't ask.
Gotcha. Yes,
Don't ask. Big Mike's on the phone. What about you, Mike?
You know what? I used to put some funny things in my cereal. Now you're going to laugh at me about this one. And I don't know if this is all my college years, high school years, or whatever. But my dad and I, my dad taught me this growing up. We would eat big bowls of Frosted Flakes, you know, the good old Frosted Flakes with shredded cheese, cheddar.
Oh, my. Oh, I thought Carla was going to spit up her tea.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God.
No, I don't know how to tell you other than you don't knock it till you try it.
So the Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, you get a couple
with Tony the Tiger, and you put a shredded cheese on it.
I'm telling you, a little bit of sharp shredded cheddar. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
I looked at it the first time like my dad was losing his mind until I ate it. And I haven't stopped since.
Okay, Big Mike, I'll explain it. It's called a casserole. That's not cereal.
So, Carla, I don't want to hear about bananas.
Wow, okay.
Big Mike, have a great day.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
You guys.
A couple of more texts about... Dennis called in and said raisins. Now, raisins is just... Not those offensive on any cereal.
No, those are, I think, pretty standard, you know, with raisins. You can't go wrong there. We're getting some interesting... this, boy, I'll tell you. Antoine said I used to put peaches, fresh peaches, in my old school, you know, Tony the Tiger, sugar frosted flakes, man. Yeah, he said not the cornflakes today, just not the same. But peaches sound good.
Yeah.
Because of the whole peaches and cream thing. Mm. Oh, that sounds so good. Tracy said, Carla, I'm kind of like your dad. I'll put just about any fruit in my cereal. I suppose if you think about what goes well with milk, you know, why not? Why not?
What did you say, Morty? Your mom put grapes in your cereal?
Well, she told me she was going to put grapes. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, cool, they float. I like grapes. She meant grape nuts.
Oh.
She got the box.
So she put cereal in your cereal?
Yeah.
Or that was your cereal?
No. I would eat Frosted Flakes, or actually Corn Flakes.
Okay.
And then she added the grape nuts into it.
Okay. Well, just trying to healthy you up a little bit. I don't know.
I love grape nuts now.
All right.
Do you really? I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Friend of mine up in Reno used to put grapes in her cereal. Green grapes that, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Blueberries, too. I see people put blueberries.
Oh, blueberries. I've had those in cereal. Yeah. Those are good, too. I think berries are the way to go in cereal if you're going to.
Berries and raisins.
Or, you know,
now they're
banana.
Putting chocolate.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't hang with you people. I can't do that. Not to mention you're going to kill Morty. Dump the chocolate, man.
Yeah, everybody write that down. He can't do chocolate.
No.
Or he dies.
Yes.
All right. It's Brian Adams in heaven.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We're going to find out how many times you can say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds. Another round of Say It and Win this hour. Make sure you're listening a little bit later on. We'll tell you when to call in. Score some free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualify for that Family 4 getaway the Kanab, courtesy of the King County Office of Tourism. 810 Mike and Carla Morning Show. People texting in about you wearing your big D for the Tigers, with only like 3 or 4 days left in the regular season.
Yeah. Kelly said, hey, Carl, I have low expectations for the Lions, Red Wings, Pistons. Michigan sports teams just seem to perennially suck. And I said, I know, we really do, Kelly. We really, really do. She said, I bought Detroit Tigers masks, and I'm now afraid to wear them.
Well, don't be afraid.
No, nobody will bother you.
Maybe embarrassed,
might be the best mask you can wear. Yeah. Gee.
But don't be afraid. Nobody's going to bother you.
No, no. When you tell people you support Detroit teams, they look at you like you're ill.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Or you get a bless your heart.
Sorry. Yeah. It's like, I'm okay.
Same thing.
All right. Yes, all right. Exactly. Bless your heart.
Like I said, that's why I'm not talking a lot about it, because my nephews, of course, that you know, Mark and Darren,
yes,
not saying a lot about the Cubbies. They're doing fine, and they'll go to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
But it kills them that my White Sox are doing that much better.
But that your White Sox are doing.
Yes,
jeez.
Anything,
yeah,
and we'll go to the playoffs.
Great.
So, and as we said before, as we talk more and more about baseball and the playoffs coming up right around the corner with the World Series, we hope that the Aviators make their way back to Vegas and start playing again next year.
Yep.
Next season would be nice with that beautiful ballpark just sitting there.
I wish that, you know, if things calm down, they get a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you know what, starting like January or February this year, just start playing.
Yeah.
Get out there. You know, we'll come support you.
Doesn't matter who you are. Show up in uniform.
Yes, just start playing, guys.
Just start playing.
Practicing.
Sunshine, hazy today. High 100, 101 the high tomorrow. 73 now. Let's do some more entertainment news for you.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. Emma Stone got married.
What?
Yes, Morty's second. I know. She and Dave McCary is his name. He's a former segment producer on SNL, which is where they met. Like in 2016, they got married. They haven't seen each other for a while. Not that long, but for a while. They've known each other, but yeah. And they were
That's
supposed to get married in March.
Tell you to stick with Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, stick with Kelly. She's available. She's vulnerable. That's much.
She's vulnerable.
Right. Morty, she's very vulnerable. Yeah, so Emma Stone off the market, people.
Well, I like her.
I do, too. She's so good. Like so many things, the Metropolitan Opera just canceled their entire season. Opera fans, well, they gasped. They clutched their chest and they dropped their monocles right into their champagne flute. Oh, no.
Those little binoculars with the stick.
Yes, with the stick. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. That flip around and you're, God, hello. Oh, that's too bad.
That's how
it
much
really
you
is.
And I go to the opera.
I know.
Those the binoculars with the stick. Can I get one of those?
Periscope. What is that thing that you want? Patrick Stewart. He would like to see a Star Wars, Star Trek crossover movie. Morty, these were different times, though. You know,
don't get me started on this one.
I was
one.
Just going to say, Star Wars was more fantasy, and Star Trek was more reality, but anyhow. I know, but they were kind of different. Well, I don't even know.
There's no way.
Yeah, they really couldn't.
No, you can't crossbreed.
Unless they, you know, Star Wars landed on a planet where, you know, they had those fake rocks that they threw on Star Trek.
Or they're just flying in space and the Millennium Falcon catches up to whatever the Star Trek ship is because
Starship
Trek doesn't
Enterprise.
Matter.
Yeah. And they just pass in space. Right. It's like, what was that? I don't
know. Did you hear that diss?
Yeah.
Whatever the ship's called. Who doesn't know it's not the Enterprise?
I know. I just heard a derpy derpy.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Man.
The battle is on.
That would be fun. It would be funny if they did something
like
that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like
it would actually be really funny.
It really would. It's like on... what's the show? NCIS LA.
Yeah.
With LL Cool J and Chris O'Donnell. I always want them to throw something out there like, what? Well, you know, describe her to me. What was she, like an Around the Way girl? Or I want them to throw out his own songs to him. And Masked Singer, everybody, spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear it, turn down your radio. Spoiler alert. The Dragon last night.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes.
What?
Busta Rhymes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It was that show. It's not even a bad show anymore. It's a fabulous show. It is so good. And I'm telling you, there's somebody that sounds like Tina Turner, and it's a little frightening.
Oh, boy.
But I don't think she'd come in from France to be in the costume. I can't remember what her costume was, but I'm hoping.
You love that show.
I love the show. Okay. I love the show. Morty, watch it. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
If you're a fan of the show The Mask.
Yes.
They're saying it might be Tina Turner.
Yes.
Now, what's her costume?
Ya, she was popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I've seen highlights of the show and certain parts of the show.
Yeah.
And how they make these costumes. And it's really gone, like, even beyond from what it started from.
Oh, yeah. This show's gotten really, really big. And you're right. I mean, the costumes are just elaborate.
How people wear these.
I don't. And sing. And sing.
That's why I said off the air, if it is Tina, well, Tina Turner, at what age? She's like in her late 70s?
Yeah.
To wear a costume like that.
Mike, I think she's
80?
She's 80.
80
now.
Plus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wear a costume like that and sing, wouldn't that be too much?
It's 80 years old. Yeah.
If anybody could do it, it could probably be her.
Yes, exactly.
But.
Exactly.
Like you said, she's in Europe, so why would she come over?
Yes,
but that would be the ultimate. Ultimate, right?
Oh, yeah.
For that show?
Oh, definitely. That would be huge.
All right.
Just huge. And the guesses for her were Tina Turner, Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
So, well, and Carol Baskin, because Ken just threw it out there. Yeah,
definitely looking at it, that is not Carol Baskin.
Oh, please. No way.
Looking at the legs, those are not Carol Baskin legs.
That was the thing. Everybody was like, those legs look, but she's 80 years old. I'm sure her legs still look, 40.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
See, I wouldn't mind the show, and I probably could watch it.
No.
I can't stand the judges.
The judges are all very,
they're just overacting and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's kind of overdone with the judges. It really is.
But I love the concept.
Yeah, and Jenny McCarthy's face is a little overdone, too.
Oh,
so it's like, wow, honey, what do you, stop that now.
All right.
Don't do
when
that.
When do we find out who it is? Oh.
It's probably going to be a while. I think that one's going to be the I
toughest
don't know.
One. Okay.
And the duet, too. The duet. Now, the Donnie and Marie, Vince Gill, and who did I say? What's her name? Her. And who was the other? Gene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
See, that would be awesome.
That would be hilarious, and I have a feeling. Could
All right.
Be.
Well, so, we'll keep tabs on that.
Oh, such a great show.
Who wants to play a round of Say It and Win? Caller number 9, got to be over 21 years of age or older. 702-739-9636. Free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualify for that grand prize getaway for a family of four to Kanab. Caller 9 right now. You get to play. Carla, we have TW on the phone and he's ready to play a round of Say It and Win. TW, every time you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds, $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel. You automatically qualify for the grand prize, that 3-day, 2-night family getaway for four off to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. When you hear the buzzer, your time is up. Set the clock. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
963 KKLZ.
TW, 9 times. You have tied the record.
Awesome.
I really thought you were going to beat it.
That was great.
I thought I was going to beat it, too. I just ran out of breath on the last one.
Well, ran out of breath. Jeez. I couldn't hit the bell fast enough.
$90 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel. We already have you in for the grand prize from the Kane County Office of Tourism. That includes that 3-day, 2-night getaway for four, New Timber and Tin Vacational Rental, the guided tour to Picaboo with Coral Cliffs Tours, and dinner for four at Houston's in beautiful Kanab. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. Thanks.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a guy in Boston died recently eating too much black licorice. Well, he took a bag and a half a day for weeks to make his heart stop. First of all, black licorice is the worst. There's nothing worse. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know.
I think licorice is...
What's that?
I don't like any licorice.
No, you don't like red vines?
No.
No, okay.
How did you get this job?
By not eating it.
Stay away from the black licorice and chocolate.
Oh, man.
College student in Minnesota called in 3 fake bomb threats last year because he didn't have his homework done. Figured if he called in the bomb threats, you know.
That ought to do it. There you go, D.B. Cooper. Jeez, wow.
So, he's got other homework to do now.
Oh, boy.
And he'll have the time to do it because he's going to be sentenced later this year.
Okay, then. Wow. All right.
That's not the way to get out of homework or school.
No, it's not. No, it is not. Oh, my gosh. Well, another, you know, mishap. New York man was recently proposing on the Brooklyn Bridge when his wedding photographer got run over by a biker.
Oh,
jeez.
That's not funny.
Now he continued to propose as the biker and the photographer kind of, they had the accident and the photographer had to kind of, you know, get his bearings. But, you know, I don't know how good those pictures were, but...
blurry.
Yeah, and she said yes, by the way.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, that's okay. I'm okay.
All right, well.
All right. Oh. And,
all's well that ends.
Yes. And again, hashtag goals. Gary Douchey is his name, and he's going into... Yes, Douchey.
Yes.
It's D-U-S-H-I, Gary Douchey. going into the Guinness Book of World Records, not for his name, for having the longest gum wrapper chain. Listen to this. He started tying bubble gum wrapper together in 1965 when he was a kid. Never stopped. Now has a chain that is 106,810 feet long.
Wow.
Whoa.
It contains 2.5 million wrappers all over, mainly from Wrigley's, Juicy Fruit, Double Mint, Spearmint, Winter Fresh, and Big Red. I'm assuming he's still single.
What was it? 1,000 what?
I will assume. 100,000.
Oh, 100,000.
Yeah. 100,000 feet long.
I remember in school, in junior high, I think, in the late 60s, early 70s, when that used to be big.
Oh, it was huge.
And people would make necklaces
I got bored. It'd go about a foot long. It's like, I'm so bored with this. This is so dumb.
So clearly you weren't a threat to the record.
No, I was never a threat to the record. No, then I started making beaded bracelets.
Oh.
What is that, a mile long, Morty?
100,000 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 18.9 miles.
There you go. There you go. Yep.
So be like from here to what, Summerlin or no.
No, from here
Green Valley.
To like like
depending
to,
on which way you go.
Yes, that's right, to Green Valley Ranch. I don't know where he's storing that thing, but again, pretty sure he's single. Yeah. By golly! Oh, wow!
If not, he's got his last name.
Yes, because no woman wants to take the last name of Douchey. It's not that you have a gum wrapper chain. Because your last name's Douchey.
Mr.
Okay?
and Mrs. Douchey.
Douchey. Oh, this is great. This is great. That's just beautiful. I didn't take that into consideration. It is Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Well, this is up in Utah, up in Roy, Utah, a Papa John's delivery driver. His name is Derlin Newey. He is 89 years old. He regularly delivers to Carlos Valdez and his wife. They have a TikTok account, and they recently got their followers together to raise some money for Derlin because he does, you know, he works because he needs the money. They raised $12,000 for him and gave it to him as a tip.
Together as a community, we all were donating 50 cents to a dollar for you. And collectively, because there were thousands of people that loved you, we collected over $12,000 for you.
That's all yours.
All yours.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no. How come? Why would you do such a thing?
They love you, so they wanted to give you a present.
Oh, my gosh. I don't feel it. I don't believe this.
Yes. Ellen, that's all yours.
And we did nothing. We were just the vessel.
Yeah.
It's everybody here on TikTok. They're the ones that made this possible, and they just... They did this for you.
I love his reaction.
I know. Why?
Why would you do this?
Yeah, exactly. Because they're nice. He works 30 hours a week, sometimes more, because like I say, he needs the money. So that was a huge, huge help. 89 years old. I hope he drives slower than the ones over here, because those guys, and I know they're supposed to be fast,
yeah,
but like a bat out of hell, those people.
Got to be careful.
Man.
That's a great story.
Yes.
Any feel-good story you have, feel free. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or if it's local, we want to hear about it. Give us a call while we're on the air, 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company. It's sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your next home, your future home, at harmonyhomes.com. Recapping the show, well, Pogo stick record.
Yes.
Set by a 7-year-old kid. And he did it over, what, 3,200 times or something like that.
24 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just jumping up and down. So.
Jeez.
Cereal. We talked about cereal, what you put on your cereal. I guess bananas is not the worst.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Mike.
But the other people have, you know, a lot of berries and stuff like that.
Yes, fine.
And Say It and Win, final round tomorrow morning. And then, of course, we'll announce the grand prize winner for that Family 4 getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. 9 times, TW tied the record set by Candy and Lisa.
Man,
of 9 times. Can you do it more? Practice.
Yeah, would love to see it.
Practice all day today, 8:40 tomorrow morning, the final round of Say It and Win. So like we said before, Wendy Rush is up next. We're back tomorrow. Be careful, be safe. Do have a great day, and be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.